Chinese President Hu Jintao arrived in Namibia today, the fifth stop of an African tour to further strengthen economic cooperation. China already announced new investments worth $800 million in Zambia yesterday after talks in Lusaka with the Zambian president. Chinese companies will be able to operate there without having to pay import or value-added taxes. The government, though, contends the deal will benefit Zambia, while the opposition says China is exploiting local workers. Father Peter Henrio has been based in the capital Lusaka for decades and says that though Chinese investments assisted the country in the past, now there are a real basis for concern.
In the conversations that have been going on here in Zambia, the positive is looked at with some hopes. What you're getting in terms of public discussion would be understandably the government being quite pleased, saying this is a very good thing, but the questions are very much strongly there, and trade unions, churches, civil society groups have been asking the government to be sure to address these serious questions as any arrangements are made with the Chinese in the future. China has been investing in recent years with some mining, with some other construction work, and with a lot of sales. And that always hasn't been a happy situation.